The Colombians have worked hard in fighting against terrorists and drug traffickers, and they've done everything we have asked of them. Mr. President, since Plan Colombia began in 1999, the U.S. has given nearly $6 billion U.S. dollars in assistance to Colombia. Yet there is one more thing we can do to help them cross the goal line and ensure their success for the future. The U.S. Senate can and must cement America's long-term strategic partnership with Colombia by approving the one thing that every Colombian official, every U.S. embassy official, everybody we talk to who's an American, U.S. businessman or others, told me that they must get the free trade agreement passed. This would be a great deal on several accounts for America. Our two-way trade with Colombia reached $18 billion last year, making Colombia our fourth largest trading partner in America, Latin America, and our largest export market for U.S. agricultural products in South America. As a representative of an agricultural exporting state, we need to get into that country. We need to get into that country without tariffs making our products less competitive. Exports to Colombia, despite the tariffs they imposed, reached $8.6 billion in 2007. The U.S.-Colombian Free Trade Agreement would open this growing economy further to U.S. goods and services. U.S. companies are already doing business with and in Colombia. 112 U.S. companies operate there. All seven of America's largest employers have active commercial relations with Colombia. The Colombia Free Trade Agreement would definitely benefit the U.S. business. Upon entry into the force of the agreement, over 80%, close to 90% of U.S. exports of consumer and industrial goods to Colombia would enter duty-free. U.S. farmers and ranchers would benefit by the immediate elimination of Colombia's duties on high-quality beef, cotton, wheat, soybeans, key fruits, vegetables, and many processed foods. Now, Mr. President, exports diversify our economy, shield it from shock in the domestic market, and help to close the trade deficit that we continue to hear so much about. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, U.S. exports to free trade countries are at twice the rate of non-free trade companies. Frankly, Mr. President, since through the ATPA, we already offer Colombia the advantages, the trade advantages, coming in largely duty-free. The FTA with Colombia is one-sided. It knocks down their tariff barriers to our exports. And I am at a loss to explain why we would not quickly approve it when our exporters, our farmers, our workers in manufacturing sectors, our people in the IT industry, people working in the food industry, have so much to gain.